We're going through in Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. And we are at the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to explain the din of Yayin that has been left alone with a guy in a way that the guy has some sort of connection to both the wine and to the house that the wine is in. If a Jew was crushing the grapes of a guy in order to make wine, in order to make kosher wine, and then resell it to another Jew, and until he sells it, he puts it in the rishus of a guy, but it's in a house that's open to rishus rabbim. So if in that city there live both Jews and non-Jews, mutter, the wine is going to be mutter to drink, because the guy is going to be afraid to touch the wine, since he's worried that the Jewish people who live in that town are going to be walking by in the Rosh Hashanah, and they're going to see him, and they're going to report back to the Jew that he had touched the wine, and he'll lose all of the wine. He's going to lose all of his business. But bi'irsha kula of the kuchavim. But if it's a city where only non-Jews live, aser, then the wine is going to be aser ba'ana, because the Jewish people don't pass by in Rosh Hashanah. He's not going to be afraid to touch the wine. Ad sheyeshev umeshamer, and it's not going to be mutter unless the Jew sits there with him and guards the wine to make sure he doesn't touch it. Ve'ena shomer tzarich lios yoshev umeshamer afal pishe hu yosev inichlas mutter, and the shomer doesn't have to actually sit there the entire time and watch the guy the entire time and watch the wine the entire time. As long as he goes in and out, that's good enough, because at any given time the non-Jew is going to be afraid of being caught, because it might be a moment that the Jew is nichnas. So the Mishnah quotes another shita, though. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer rishus of the chavim achas hi, that rishus of the chavim achas hi. So we'll have to see what that means. It's not at all clear what he's trying to say. So the Mishnah is going to, so the Gemara will explain that later. So the Mishnah is first going to tell us a din of wine in a way that the guy has connection to the house but not the wine. If a Jew is making wine on the grapes of an Ovid Chavim and he puts it in the rishos of the guy in the house that's open to Rishos Rabim, and the guy writes in a shtar, I will treat it as if you've already paid me, that I'm not going to ever stop you from taking this wine out of my rishos whenever it is you feel like doing so. Mutter, the wine is going to be mutter, because since he wouldn't stop him from taking the wine, it's considered as if he paid him for it, and like it's wine that belongs to a Jew. But if the Jew doesn't have complete access to the wine, and he would have to pay for it in order to get it out, such a story happened in Beishan, and the Chum were asked the Shaila, and they asked the wine, because since the Jew owes money for the wine, and the wine is meshubad to pay off that chov, the guy's not going to be afraid to touch the wine, to be menasech the wine, because if the Jew comes with any taina, the guy will just say, well, it's mine, until you pay for it, it's mine. So now, the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah had said that someone who makes wine for a guy, and with a guy's grapes, and leaves it in the guy's house, and it's open to Rosh Hashanah, so if it's a city that's entirely of the chavim, the wine is going to be aser. Bir shekula of the chavnami, v'ikar roch namachzin bayaros. Wait a second, it says the Gemara, even if everyone who resides in that city is of the Chavim, but there are still going to be some Jews around the city, because Jewish people were always known as the traveling salesmen, and therefore they would go from town to town, so shouldn't the guy be afraid that one of the Jewish traveling salesmen is going to see him? Now, this is talking about a gated community where no one could get in without Rishus, so they have a sign at the gate that no Jews allowed or something, so he has no concern that a Jew is going to catch him. But it sounds like even having a Jew who's a non-resident would be enough of a deterrent for the guy from the guy for touching the wine or dealing with the wine. So now the Mishnah had said that as far as a city that has Ovdichav and Yisraelim, that the wine is going to be mutter only if it's open, if it's in a room that's open to Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yosef is going to explain other ways that the wine might be mutter even if it's not in a room that's open to Rosh Hashanah. Amar of Yosef, v'chalon kirshus harabim dami, having a window that's open in the house, that's like a Rosh Hashanah. That's like it being the door being open to the Rosh Hashanah, because people could see through the window. And another way that will be mutter, the ashba, if there's an ashba by the opening of the house, Rosh Hashanah, that's also considered as if it's open to Rosh Hashanah. If there's a garbage dump there, and the wine is going to be mutter, therefore, because people stand by the ashpa, and the guy is going to be afraid. He's not going to want to touch the wine. He's afraid that the people standing by the ashpa are going to catch him. And a third possibility, vitikla. If there's a dekel tree, a palm tree that Yisrael owns that's growing across from the house, Kirshas Rabim, I mean, that's also considered as if it's open to Kirshas Rabim, and the wine is going to be mutter because the guy's going to be afraid that the Jew might be climbing his palm tree to take the dates, to collect his dates, and he's going to catch him touching the wine. So the Gemara says, yeah, but psikreshe pligiba, if the top of the palm tree is cut off, so then it's machlo. The one that says that it's going to be asar because the guy is not going to have any fear, because he's going to realize once the top of the palm tree is cut off, nothing is growing on that palm tree, so he's going to think, why in the world would the Jew ever be climbing on that palm tree? He's never going to catch me. And the one who's matir, he's going to realize that even if there are no fruits growing on the palm tree, he's still concerned that a Jew may still want to climb that palm tree, because if he lost an animal, he's going to want to look for it. So the main point over here is that there are three situations aside from having a door open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim where the guy is going to be afraid to be menaseich the yayin, even if the door is not open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And those three situations are: number one, if there's a window; number two, if it's across from an ashpa; and number three, if it's across from a dekel that's owned by a Jew. But then we had a machlokes, what if the dekel no longer grows fruits? So that's a machlokes, whether he's still going to be concerned about being menaseh chriyayin. Do we assume that the Jew will, does he assume that the Jew will never climb that tree? Or does he assume the Jew, of course, will climb the tree when he has reasons to be able to see things from a very high perspective? So you know what, maybe we'll stop there, you know, it's just a few minutes, and we will finish the Perek Be'ezras Hashem next time.